Hi, everybody. This is Tracy. And today I've got a special guest to talk to us about meditation and Reiki. Do you know what Reiki is? It has to do with the energy clearing in our bodies, crystals and spooky stuff. Not really. It has to do with relaxing our mind and getting us into a place of calm. After all, most of us who have been through this have been through PTSD, and we are hyper-vigilant, we are hyper-alert, we are in a state of constant panic and worry. And so I wanted to bring to you today Claire, who's going to teach us a little bit about the powers of meditation and the powers of Reiki and what you can do to start getting grounded right now. She's also offered us a free meditation. We're going to put a link down below, so please check that out. It's a heart-centering, clearing, chakra-esque meditation. It's guided, and it's free, and it will help you sleep tonight. So please take advantage of that, and let's welcome Claire.
Hi, Tracy. It is so great to see you.
Thank you. Would you mind telling my audience a little bit about yourself?
Well, let's see. I am a Reiki master and survivor's healing catalyst. And it might be a little off topic right this second, but my passion is to bring incest to light and to work with survivors that are ready to move through their wounds and into their own wisdom. And I do that using meditations and Reiki and experiential type of workshops. So that's what I do.
And that's why you're here.
That is exactly why I'm here.
Yeah, we met at the Domestic Violence Conference a few weeks ago, or maybe a month ago now. And I thought what you had to offer to victims of any type of abuse would be something that I want to expose my audience to, because I didn't know much about Reiki. And until all of this happened and my sort of awakening, I really didn't know the benefits of meditation. I didn't understand why we need to meditate to ground ourselves. So let's start with meditation, because that's probably the first thing that people should understand, because they can do that at home. They can listen to something on tape. They can have guided things. But why don't you tell us how meditation helps the people that you work with?
So the way I use meditation is to actually guide them through speaking and music to first be incredibly grounded by creating a grounding cord that connects from the bottom of their feet to down into the earth. And keeping grounded like that while you're doing meditation really helps to just keep you here on earth, because we don't want you flying out there. We want you right here. Mm. And it helps you feel everything in your body. So the way I do things is I start out by grounding the person, and then from there we move up into the body and up into the higher self space. And working from the higher self space, we can ask questions that are so much easier to answer than if we're just asking those questions of ourselves on an everyday basis.
How does that work?
Well, you know, it's really interesting, because there are actually energy centers in our body, and there are actually more spiritual energy centers even above. And the first one is the higher self. And that higher self actually connects you to the divine. It is directly connected to the divine. So when you ask a question, most often you get an immediate answer.
Excuse me.
Bless you.
Okay.
And when I do that, so for instance, one of the questions that's been coming up for me lately is, what should my business look like for the next step? And sometimes I'll get an answer immediately. And sometimes I won't get an answer at all. And then all of a sudden I'm having a conversation with somebody and they'll make a suggestion. We're not even talking about that. We're just, you know, have you thought about such and such? And then I'm talking to somebody else just a few minutes later or the next day, and I get the same suggestion. Well, if I get that same suggestion two or three times in a row, I know it's time. I know that that is inspiration that came from the divine. That is not something that came from me.
Right. So yeah. People shouldn't expect, they might have an answer right away, but they could also, I have this when I talk to my angels and do angel card readings, I ask for the answer. And again, like you're saying, it can come in so many different ways, and it can come from someone else. It can come from a road sign that you see down the street and go, oh, that's what you're trying to tell me.
Exactly. Well, the other really great thing about guided meditation versus just trying to sit there, for instance, and om and let your brain clear and blah, blah, that is so hard to do for a beginner. Whereas with a guided meditation, you're actually guided through step by step. Notice what you're feeling here, notice what you're feeling there. And so you're actually moving your attention through your body until you get to the place you want to be and ask the question you've been wanting to ask. Mm-hmm. Or not even asking a question, just letting things flow.
Right. And the whole purpose of meditation and getting inside your body is to get the voices inside your head to slow down, right? So if you've got all this anxiety and you're like, ah, it calms your nervous system. It calms everything down in your body so that you don't have that, feel that anxiety in your chest and wherever else you might be feeling it. That's what you're talking about, right?
That's exactly it, is, you know, one of my favorite meditations I call my coffee meditation, because I sit down in the morning and I literally make my coffee and then I'll take it over to my favorite chair and I just sit down with coffee in hand and I just let myself breathe and really just slow down, connect to my body, and thoughts come and I just let them come and I let them go. And I find that if I don't fret about what those thoughts are, and you know, sometimes my brain is 90 miles an hour and I, you know, it seems to be harder to slow down, but most of the time it really slows me down. And when I do this, and I might spend 10 minutes, I might spend a whole hour. Just depends on where I am. Most of the time, it's 10 to 15 minutes. And what I find is once I let myself really calm down, and I will probably have asked a question like, what are the top things I should do for today, because I do it as a daily meditation, and new ideas come through. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes they're ideas I've already had, sometimes they're brand new things. Mm-hmm. It's so calming that when I do that, my day is so smooth because I know exactly what I need to be doing to follow my own path. And it makes all the difference in the world. And when I don't, I am helter-skelter everywhere, just literally bouncing off the walls.
Wow. See?
It's huge for me.
How does that help the survivors? So in this daily practice that you're talking about, I know that when we met, you had mentioned that you had a forgiveness meditation and a whole bunch of other types. What other types of guided meditations could someone look for that might help them if they're just struggling to ground themselves?
As you mentioned, I've got the forgiveness meditation, which actually, once again, is a guided meditation that will guide you through starting with something really small. For instance, you got mad yesterday because somebody cut you off while you were driving, and I find that those are the little things you want to start with forgiving before you get into the big survivor stuff.
Okay.
Because it's so much easier to forgive a guy for cutting you off than it is to forgive someone for hurting you in the manner that we were hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So I typically take you through something just really pretty small, like I just mentioned, and then just let you, as the music plays, let those other things come in. And when you're ready for the bigger stuff, it's going to come in automatically. You don't have to think about it. You're just going to get a view of that person, or something's going to come in to remind you, a thought, whatever. And honestly, this is like the simplest thing that I do, but it really helps to be in meditation while you do it, or at least in a higher, more grounded space. I just say, I forgive you. I forgive myself. And each thought that comes up, that's what I do. I just say, I forgive you.
Mm-hmm.
I forgive myself. Because whether or not we have anything to forgive ourselves about, as survivors, we believe we have something to forgive ourselves about.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I'll just do it during the day. For instance, when that driver cuts me off, I'll just say, forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
And just using the word forgiven will either keep me from, or I'm forgiving myself at the same time, from maybe I'm flipping them off. And they get a little TO'd when somebody does that. So, just like everybody else.
The person goes mad. She flips off.
That's right. Don't make me mad. So
one of the things about forgiveness that I really want to just briefly talk about for the viewers here is, when I was learning about forgiveness and told my entire life about forgiveness, what came into my mind was what I was taught, that you forgive and you forget and you move on, and that forgiveness is for you, not them. And, all of these little mantras that are in your head that were told to me by my family or school or whatever. But what I've learned is, yes, forgiveness is for you, but it's not releasing the person of the, or condoning the person's actions. It is cutting the tie to the anger and the hurt that that person has done to you. So you don't hold on to that anger. The guy just cut you off. You don't have to hold on to that, which makes you have a better day. So if it goes down to the deepness of our abusers, it's important to know that this forgiveness is not condoning. It's not, and people go, I'm never going to forgive. And that blocks them right there and holds on to that anger. When that anger gets inside of us, it makes us sick. It makes us weak. And it wears our bodies down because we're not releasing it, which guess what? We're attached to them even more because we're holding on to that. When we can forgive and just give it away and just say, you suck, and I am releasing the anger and all of the hurt that you've done to me in the word forgiveness, then you are releasing that. But for me, I went to my narcissist's house to forgive him for cheating on me, and he had me arrested. So that is the day I learned that I don't have to tell them about forgiveness. I don't have to tell the guy, you know, that cut me off that I've forgiven him. I don't have to communicate this to anyone but my inner self. And that's where the power is in understanding forgiveness.
Absolutely. You know, I read in Sonia Choquette's, one of Sonia Choquette's books, and I can't remember which one off the top of my head, but I read, I think the way she says it is to remember that forgiveness is not about the other person, as you just said. Mm-hmm. It's about letting go. Mm-hmm. It's about releasing that energy, the attachment from your body. And it was interesting because I was working on some forgiveness stuff when I read that, and I was finally able to begin forgiving. And I literally sat down and started, that is when I started that meditation for myself and then decided to share with others, is I literally was envisioning the darkness and lightness in my aura. And every time I said, I forgive you, I forgive myself, I noticed the aura getting lighter and lighter until finally it was completely clear. And I cannot tell you how amazing I felt when I got done with that. And I did the same exact thing. I started with the little stuff, and I finally was able to get to the big stuff. Could happen your first meditation. It may take 4 or 5 times. It's, you know, we all have our own level. But I will tell you that the feeling of relief and peace that I felt was amazing. Mm. And
now you share it with all of your clients.
I do. I share it with my clients. I actually have about 6 other meditations that I share. And one of my favorites is my heart opening meditation.
Oh, how does that work?
Oh, that it's actually quite simple. I do the same thing. I make sure that you're really grounded and I take you into your heart center. Mm-hmm. And have you visualize typically a rose, but it can be any flower that you want. And it starts as a rosebud. And with each breath you take, you envision that flower getting bigger and bigger. And I use music that really feels to me like it opens my heart. And it's amazing. In fact, I'd love to share that meditation with everybody if they're interested.
Oh, yeah, that would be great. We can put a URL down below that they can go and listen to it. That would be wonderful.
Yeah, that would be great. They're free to download it and listen to it anytime they'd like.
I thank you for that. That's awfully nice. You were talking about energy. And I'm very big into energy. In fact, this just happens to be here. But Oh my God.
Oh, just a few stones.
Got my energy crystals. And I know how clearing your energy, working on your energy, your chakras. I didn't know about chakras before. Chakra clearing. I didn't know about any of these things. And as a victim of abuse, whether it's incest, narcissist, physical, mental, anything that we can go through, our chakras, our energy points in our body get clogged. And so what you do is help them clear the energy, and that's part of the Reiki, right?
Yes, it's part of the Reiki, and that's exactly what Reiki does, is it clears the energy centers so that your body can begin to heal itself. Physically, spiritually, emotionally, in every single way. It's body, mind, spirit, and emotions. And it's actually a very simple process. It's a very light touch or no touch at all. And I usually start from the crown chakra down through the root chakra and make sure I balance everything out. I can feel whether the energy is stressed or stuck, I guess is a good word for it. And it just really, when I go through and I clear them all and I balance them all, I make sure they're all spinning in the same direction.
I didn't know energy spin.
The energy in the centers actually spins, and it should spin clockwise. And if it's not spinning clockwise, then you're creating havoc in your body.
Right.
So I make sure that everything is spinning in the right direction, and balancing out those chakras helps your body to be more in a balanced state, in a state of homeostasis, maybe. And the more your body is balanced, the easier it is for it to heal the little things. Things like a sore toe or a knee that's giving you grief or things like that. And even the bigger stuff. I mean, Reiki has actually been used to help, it's actually been proven to lower blood pressure. And it's helped cancer patients with all of the side effects from the chemo and things like that. And I'd have to look at my list to see what else it does. It actually does so many different things, but it does it by balancing your energy. So energy is a critical piece of your body. And when I talk to people about self-care, I generally talk to them about different ways they can balance their energy. Reiki is one of them. Massage, actually, or acupuncture, or any of those types of things are all energy treatments that will help keep your body in balance. And they're so important to your self-care, especially if you're someone who's a survivor.
Right. Because the survivors are in trauma, you know, whether it's CPTSD or PTSD, just plain old shock, you know, you don't have to go all the way there, but you could just be in the what the hell just happened, which completely ruins your body. PTSD symptoms like not being able to sleep, not being able to eat, not wanting to eat, or never stopping eating. All of these things can be what your body is doing to react to the outside conditions of being abused or having things happen that are without your control. So when we look at the energy that our bodies are enduring, or how the dials are being, like, if we're normally in focus and in balance like this, and, you know, we're constantly being battled into a fight for our lives, which many of us have been in, then our chakras and our entire system is so far out of whack. And when a doctor sits there and prescribes drugs, they're not balancing back your body. They're masking the symptoms. So I think taking care of our soul and our inner core and the energy is so important. And I have had it done. I've had energy readings. I've had energy balancing, energy chakra things. And I don't really understand why, but I walk out and I go, oh my God, I feel better. It's so much better. And I don't know why. It's like, she didn't do anything. It's not like the doctor stabbed a needle in my neck. I just feel better. And it's so true. And it's something that I want to encourage everybody to go and look up. Can someone do Reiki, like, remotely, or is this something that they need to have someone within their local area?
You know, Reiki can actually be done remotely.
Hmm.
So I actually have clients as far as Greece.
Wow.
Yeah, because if you think of it in terms of energy, like radio waves, they go through mountains, they go up and over hills, they go through the ocean, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Energy permeates everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so it can be done. It can be done in person. It can be done distance. It can be done in many different ways. And the truth is, it is super easy to learn how to do it yourself.
Really? How does someone do that?
Well, I actually, as a Reiki master, the word master in Japanese actually means teacher.
Okay.
It doesn't mean that I've mastered it, because I keep learning new things every day, it seems like. So I may never master it. But as a teacher, I can teach you the positions and attune you so that you are attuned to the energies and they come in through you. And all you have to do is practice 10, 15 minutes a day, and you would be amazed at how your body begins to feel, your mind, your soul. Emotionally, it has helped me so much. It is one of the practices that really helped me through my healing process from being a two-time survivor.
Wow. Well, this has been really, really helpful. And I'm so appreciative that you took the time to share with me what we talked about when we were together. But is there something that you want to tell people to kind of close this out, and a recommendation, or, you know, where to start?
You know, there are so many amazing meditations online
mm-hmm.
that you can watch on YouTube. Of course, I recommend that you start with my heart opening meditation, which we'll have a link to at the end of this. And I find it to be one of the most heartwarming and freeing meditations that I use.
Mm.
I actually do have a CD with the meditations that I use in the process that I use with the women I work with. And that is actually a double CD, because most of the meditations are 15 to 20 minutes. There's a couple of them that are really short, but most of them are 15 to 20 minutes. So it's a double CD. I'll be glad to put a link in for that too, if you guys are interested in more.
Mm-hmm.
But start using the heart opening meditation or any meditation you choose.
Just start.
Every day if you can. That is my the highest recommendation I have.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We will have a link to your site at the bottom and to that free meditation as well to her CD. And we invite you to learn about this stuff because healing is not just learning about narcissists. Healing is learning how to fix your own body, how to get yourself back in, you know, like we take our car in for an oil change. Taking care of your body is like having an oil change. You need to do this. You need to understand that we have the power to control our minds and our bodies.
Absolutely. And meditation is self-care to the next higher level.
And that's what we want. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. This was really great. Thank you so much for having me.
Great.
Great to see you again.
Thank you. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope that you found this helpful. And I encourage you to please go on to Claire's website. I'll put the link below. And download that meditation and get started today. Start to investigate other ways that you can heal that will get you to a better place. This is such a small part, but it's the self-love part. It's the self-care part that we need to just take time to do. We need to take time to learn it, and we need to take time to actually engage in a meditative practice to bring our levels of crazy down. And I know it's not going to make the financial abuse or the abuse that you're taking go away. It's going to make it easier for you to handle it. So if you haven't subscribed to my channel, please do. I have lots of videos and I'm interviewing experts, and I can't wait to see you next time. So this is Tracy. That's all I got. Have a great day.